cattle futures trended higher on Thursday. As market ebbs and flows continue to normalize, the backlog of market-ready fed cattle continues. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 26th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued at lower money for the week, with live sales in the Texas Panhandle on Thursday down $5 to $7 at $93 to $97 a hundredweight. Cattle futures closed mainly higher though, with support likely including lower corn prices and positive export news. Weekly net U.S. beef export sales as of June 18th were 24,400 metric tons, which were 21% more than the previous week and 52% more than the prior four-week average. That according to the weekly U.S. export sales report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Increases were primarily for South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, and Hong Kong. Other than unchanged to an average of 15 cents lower in three contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.43 lower Thursday afternoon at $208.26 a hundredweight. Select was $1.76 lower at $199.93. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending June 13th was 896 pounds, which was 4 pounds heavier than the previous week and 47 pounds heavier than the same week a year earlier, that according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight was 824 pounds, which was the same as a week earlier, but 37 pounds heavier than the prior year. Corn futures closed 4 to 7 cents lower through May of 21 and then mostly 3 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents lower through SEP of 21 and then 4 to 7 cents lower. Calves and feeders sold mainly steady to higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded steady to $3 higher. Steer calves sold unevenly steady in a light test. Heifer calves traded steady to $3 higher. There are 4,781 head on offer. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to firm with 3,522 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing 800 to 850 sold $2 to $3 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, but steers weighing more than 850 sold steady to $3 higher. Heifers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $2 higher. There are 3,283 head on offer. Finally, yearling steers and heifers traded $1 to $5 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,207 head. Despite a somber outlook from the International Monetary Fund, financial indices closed higher Thursday after a volatile session. Primary support seemed to be the rollback of some regulations for big banks. According to the IMF's recent quarterly World Economic Outlook, consumption growth, in particular, has been downgraded for most economies, reflecting the larger-than-anticipated disruption to domestic activity. The projections of weaker private consumption reflect a combination of a large adverse aggregate demand shock from social distancing and lockdowns, as well as a rise in precautionary savings. Moreover, the outlook notes that investment is expected to be subdued as firms defer capital expenditures amid high uncertainty. The IMF projects global economic growth this year to be a minus 4.9%, which is 1.9% more negative than its April outlook. Outlook for economic growth in advanced economies is minus 8.0%, also 1.9% more negative than April projections. IMF projects growth for the U.S. this year at minus 8.0%. Next year, GDP in advanced economies is projected at a positive 4.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 299 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 33 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 107 points. The calculated number of cattle on feed longer than 120 days is 5.1 million compared to 4.2 million a year ago, says David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, referring to last week's monthly cattle on feed report. He explains most of that increase is in cattle on feed over 150 days. But, he adds, that cattle on feed between 90 and 120 days totaled about 1.65 million head versus 1.79 million head last year. Despite the backlog in the most recent issue of In the Cattle Markets, Anderson explains the recent report hints at more normalcy returning to the industry. For instance, he points out marketings in May were 27.5% less than the prior year, but there are two less business days. As May progressed, he explains packing constraints loosened and daily slaughter moved closer to year-ago speeds. As well, there will be two more slaughter days this month than in June of last year, so he says the next report's marketings will likely show the dual impact of improving slaughter speeds and more slaughter days. Likewise, placements in feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity in May were 1.3% less year-over-year, after being more than 20% less the previous 2 months. May is typically a larger month for placements due to cattle coming off wheat and small grains winter pasture, Anderson explained. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 26th of June. This is Wes Hishmull. Thanks for listening.